Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live in Washington, D.C. on Radio Row, getting ready for Army-Navy, guys, tomorrow. And it's going to be a fabulous game. And certainly along the way, we'll talk to a variety of people about what this game means. But, Mike, we talk about it every year. The pomp and circumstance surrounding what is America's game is unlike any other game. Right. And I know we love the Super Bowl, and we love our bowl games, and we're going to love the college football playoff, but this is the only college football game that's going on this weekend, and purposely so. And when you're talking about our force, our armed forces, and certainly our service academies, this is a special deal. And being here in D.C. even makes it even special,
right.
More special.
And we've talked a lot about wanting our old college football back. Well, again, that toothpaste doesn't go back in the tube, but this is the definition of the student athlete, but in this case, service and the athlete, because these guys obviously go on to careers in the military. A few might make it to the NFL, but that's always long odds. But the best part of this is all the stuff we just talked about. And both teams are really good this year.
Yeah, they are.
You know, you can't always say that in the history of the Army-Navy game, but this is one where you've got a team in Army that was in the national playoff championship conversation, and Navy was there as well. Remember back in October, we were talking about, heck, these guys might play each other back-to-back in the conference championship. But, yeah, can't wait. I grew up with this game as a kid going down to Philly with my dad, and I know your service with your dad in the Army, your dad's career, it's always been special to us. So it's going to be awesome to be in the nation's capital for this one on Saturday.
Yeah, it really is. And we got to talk about, you know, a little bit about last night and us getting here, because I will say this, Atlanta, we got a traffic problem, okay?
Holy,
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Woo.
But last night, and again, Mike and I, we were at Flowery Branch because we had to talk to Coach Raheem right. Morris.
You couldn't really be any further.
Correct.
Away from the airport.
But literally, we, you know, we kept looking at our directions and ways and all this stuff, and, you know, on our way to D.C., we took a late flight last night, and so we were a little concerned. So as we got on the road, and Mike and I were talking about this, and we literally left at the same time, I'm in traffic, and I'm saying to myself, I'm going to miss this flight. There's no way I'm getting to the airport, because I had to take my car and drop it off, and Mike had to do something similar, and then we had to make our way to the airport. But here's the thing, Mike. As I got to my ride, which was an Uber, I had a guy, his name was He. And He, thank you if you're listening, because he was like, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm on the radio, and that's why I need to get to the airport. But he was about 4'2", and he drove, and I'm not making this up, a Suburban XL that was way too big for him.
Did he have a booster seat?
Mike, he could barely see over the steering wheel. And he was just putting this thing in traffic, and just he did not care. People were like, blowing their horns.
Man.
He gets me to the airport. I get to the airport, and I said this to Mike, because Mike is already there, and he's like, where are you at? I'm already at the bar. Let's have a drink. And I said, I'm checking my bag, and then obviously I'll be there, but, you know, I got to go through security. And I walk to the front of security, and I get my bag, and it goes through, and it's being scanned, and I walk through, and it's great. And then the machine breaks down.
Oh, the worst. The worst.
It's just one thing after another. But I got to tell you something. This traffic thing that's going on, Mike, I don't know what's happening in our city.
I've noticed, because, you know, I moved out to the country during COVID, and I've noticed the last, like, 2 years now. And again, no blank Sherlock. People were working it from home. Now people are back, you know, doing the commute every day. But more and more people moving to Atlanta. As we say, Atlanta is an hour from Atlanta. But that is, and I know we're prone to hyperbole in sports talk radio, but I'm with you. That was the worst traffic I've ever driven in. In my 26 years in Atlanta, I got off the 85 was a parking lot. I got off on Lindbergh I sat in front of Tattletales for like, I thought about going in and having a drink. Sat in front of Tattletales for about 10 minutes. Eventually, Piedmont starts moving. I cut through Piedmont Park, down Juniper, over the Lazy Dog to avoid the connector.
I don't know how you made it, honestly. Because you told me, you know, hey, I got to stop and do this. And I was like, I don't know how you made it.
I want to make sure I could get, you know, because, you know, at the airport, we have construction going on for those who haven't flown in a while.
That's the other part, right?
And so I'm going into, and of course, my wife, who's a big business traveler, and I'm telling her, I go, you think it's open? She goes, it'll say it's open, but there'll be no parking. I'm like, this is not the positivity reinforcement I'm looking for right now. You're not giving it to me. So I get into the daily. I found a spot, and it was,
perfect.
Perfect. And thanks to the guys, by the way, at Laredo, we discovered a new joint. They rebuilt the place, Mexican joint in the T-gate, in the T-terminal. And the guys, they're all big Dukes and Bell and 92.9 The Game listeners. So shout out to all the guys. Yeah, man, tequila shots were involved.
Those bartenders were wild last night.
We were having fun, man. It was just a great vibe, and a lot of folks were all on the flight. A lot of go Army, beat Navy, and vice versa. Good times.
It really was. We're here, though. We made it. We got on the flight. We made it in time. I don't know how, but we made it. I only say that to say, Atlanta, let's have patience. We know it's the holidays, but I'm telling you right now, if you're going to be out and about, just know the roads are extremely crowded right now.
We were just in Boston last year for this game. What we need in Atlanta, we're never going to get. Because it would probably cost about $1 trillion.
What do we need?
Is a big dig. Is to put basically four lanes of north and south, 75, 85, basically starting around Cheshire Bridge, going underneath the city, and coming out before the 85 split.
Giving you.
Through. That's what we need. That's what would save Atlanta traffic, and it's just, you'll never get it. It's too much money.
Well, listen,
we'll never get that project.
City council listens, Mike. The mayor listens.
That's federal money, host. We need some.
We need some help. All right, we need some help.
Hey, I don't think it's happening.
With that said, guys, we are live here again at the Military Women's Memorial. I will tell you, there are certain things you need to potentially go see in your life. One of them is, if you get a chance to, and you've watched all of these war movies, and you guys know we're big movie buffs. But the bottom line is you need to come and see Arlington National Cemetery, which is where this facility is. Now, there are a lot of things to do in Washington. There's a lot of stuff to see.
Right.
But, Mike, when we talk about, you know, American, the patriotism,
right,
loving our country, which we all do, we may disagree on certain things, which we all do, and it's the beauty that we can disagree and continue to move forward. But, like, driving in here, we were both like, and my dad's buried at a national cemetery. And, you know, every time I come to one of these kinds of places, and there are various places around the country, but nothing like this place. And
right.
I'm only saying that to say it adds to being here for Army, Navy. And it's one of these things, guys. Again, if you get a chance, you get to come to D.C., come. Because so many men and women are here who have sacrificed, given the ultimate sacrifice for what we live for every day.
And it's really neat, because when I lived in D.C., I would take some time to go. I love the Smithsonian. I could spend another day over there, go to the Vietnam War Memorial, you know, and to be able to, you know, scratch the names off that my dad talked about, his, you know, his brothers in arms in Vietnam. They're on that wall. And then to come, you know, over here, and then, you know, it's every time you see the eternal flame, if you don't get weepy, again, as you said, no matter where you stand, I mean, it's gut-wrenching to see that. And, you know, one of the things I go to all the time, call me crazy, from the Spanish-American War, the mast of the main battleship is here at Arlington. They got the whole thing. I mean, it's amazing. Joe Lewis is buried here.
Yeah.
And not to mention, you know, all the five-star generals and, you know, all the, you know, the most decorated. It's just, it's like I said, it's Goosebumps City. And just like when we were in the van driving over here, but the Lincoln Memorial, they're doing a whole redo right now. They're going to apparently using the basement, they're doing a whole new museum there. So that's getting worked around. We got to basically circumnavigate the mall today. See the Washington Monument, Jefferson Memorial. It's freaking great.
It is. It is. And again, you know, when you've never, or if you've never been here, and whether you've been here for years or you've come and it's been a long time, so much stuff changes to Mike's point. Like, I'm looking forward now to seeing the new memorial for Lincoln, seeing what that looks like in 2026. The fact of the matter is, this is why we're here. This is why they play that game. And tomorrow is another day for us to kind of take it all in. 404-726-0929. You guys can always text us. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. As Mike mentioned, we do have a plethora of guests. Our buddy Hugh Douglas, we saw him coming in. He's on the air in Philly, but we're going to talk to him. He says, and we'll let him explain, that maybe this whole A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts situation is more, there's more to it.
Well, if there's a controversy amongst a quarterback and a receiver in Philadelphia, we can trust Hugh Douglas will be right smack dab in the middle of it.
That's true.
So that's coming up. And again, I just thought, you know, what was said was actually pretty accurate. I mean, you got a 9-1 team. The team imploded. How can you screw this thing up by having this kind of divisiveness? But, you know, Jalen Hurts, the downfield football, the big play, the explosive play, has been missing from that offense. You add that element and you say, yeah, they can beat the Lions.
Yeah.
You know, they can go all the way. Right now, though, I don't know about
it's
that.
Right. Big Hugh is on the way in about 25 minutes. But when we come back, we got to talk about our Falcons because they are getting ready to head to Vegas in what is, no hyperbole, the biggest game of the season. We lose Monday night. It is a real problem.
We ran into about a dozen of our buddies at work.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now, and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In this business, basically doing sports talk radio from New York all the way to LA, and everybody is asking us what the blank is wrong with Cousins.
Yeah.
And I literally say, I have no idea. We'll ask Mike Mayock. We'll talk about it. I mean, how do you fix this? Is it even fixable? I mean, what do you even need style points on
no.
Monday? Just get a friggin' win.
No, dude, we could run Bijan 80 times in that game as long as we win. Honestly, I do not care. And that would probably keep Kirk from throwing an interception, by the way.
Right on.
But the fact is, this is the biggest one. You got to get some momentum, try to win out. And Coach Ross said it yesterday. These are now playoff games. You guys may not be seeing it, but we got 4 weeks left. These are playoff games. The Bucks are in front of us right now. All right, we're coming back. We'll talk about it. Daily Downloads on the way. It's Dukes and Bell live from the Military Women's Memorial in Washington, D.C. It's Army-Navy.
All right, we're just having a conversation with some good friends of ours from the industry, Carl. Sorry about that. It's funny, we're just talking about name, image, likeness. And Lewis, one of our buddies from your neck of the woods in Texas, who's with USAA, that's where they're based out of. His son was, again, highly recruited football player out of Texas and winds up going to Texas State. And I was just asking him, I said, how'd the NIL thing go? I said, that's got to be a part of a conversation, right? He goes, yeah. And he goes, my son really wasn't, in, you know, he didn't make an impression one way or the other. I'm like, well, you definitely are the exception to the rule these days.
Yeah, I mean, he said he had about 12 D1 offers and, you know, FBS, we call it now D1. But, and he was originally going to go to Air Force and committed and was going to go to the service academy at the Air Force and then changed his mind last week when it was signing day. And, you know, because the schools don't stop calling. These coaches don't stop.
No, just because that's why when you hear that, doesn't mean anything until the line is – and even then when the line is signed, it doesn't mean anything these days.
No, it's absolutely true. Guys, we are broadcasting live from the Military Women's Memorial here in Washington, D.C., getting ready for Army-Navy. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we are going to dive into here in just a bit – what's going on with the Falcons. Remember, the Hawks play tomorrow as well. It is the semifinals of the NBA Cup, 4:30 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So
for a shot at $500,000.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. I mean, like, and here's the deal. We're playing a very familiar team in Milwaukee. Yes, they have Dame, but that team is not unbeatable, and certainly with Giannis.
We already beat him in Milwaukee.
We did, and we talk about this.
Right.
The matchups with running Capella at him and Okongwu and these guys that you know, at times can give him problems. I really like our shot. We're playing with a lot of confidence right now. I think nobody's playing with more confidence right now than DeAndre Hunter. And if he, again, I'm telling you right now, continues to play as he is, we all are not only going to be in this game, I will tell you right now, we'll probably win the game. It's going to come down to getting stops late, Mike, again, and I trust Dyson Daniels. He'll probably be matched up on Dame for most of the game, I would think. But I think this is going to be one of those games where people go in and they say, well, Milwaukee's favorite. They've got Giannis. They've got Dame. Everybody's looking at this as like a fluke thing with the Hawks, and I don't think it is.
They were just talking about up in Boston radio, that like the Hawks are Giants killers. You know, we beat the Cavaliers twice.
Yep.
You know, we handled with Boston. Certainly, you just mentioned the Bucks. And the other thing is, if he can't make his free throws, freak the Greek, right?
Well, Coach did that.
And that's what they did up in Milwaukee in the last game. So, look, if he's going to sit there and take his 30 minutes to make the shot and still miss it, put him on the line. So I'm with you. I think a lot of folks, more of a national coming out party this weekend with the semifinals for the Hawks.
All right, guys, 404-726-0929. Big Hugh Douglas is on the way here in about 15 minutes. Stay tuned for that. Turtle is back at the studio. He is our executive producer. And, of course, Big O, our engineer running the board. We got to get to a daily download.
Story number one.
Biggest story of the weekend for the Atlanta Falcons is Monday Night Football. And you got to find a way to get back right. I don't care how we do it. Block a punt. Strip sack. I don't care how we do it. We've got to find a way to do it. But I want you to hear Raheem Morris and what he said to Mike and I as we were there yesterday at Flowery Branch, specifically asking the question about if Kirk continues to struggle. Will you be willing to insert Michael Penix into the game for whatever reason? And Big O, let's hear Raheem Morris talk about the plan, because this is what he said to us. And, guys, he's pretty adamant about it. I don't think, Mike, anything changes this, unfortunately. And I hope this doesn't happen. Kirk Cousins could throw two interceptions in this game. I still don't think they're going to pull it. Here's Raheem Morris. Let's listen to this.
You started off with a plan. We have a plan. I love the plan. The plan is where we're at, right? Penix is our future. And he is a good-looking future. He is bright, because I can understand the excitement behind everybody and wanting to do those things. But, like, Kurt, we said, is out right now. And he's out right now to figure us out how to get through the season and win football games to get us in the playoffs. And you can't forget the fact that you're still right here in the hunt where you're at.
You're my right now.
You're my right now?
Yeah, man. Look, he's – I'm not going to say toxic positivity. That's Russell Wilson. But he's on point with his message. He's not going to, as you said, you might not like the answers to the questions we asked, but they're not going to get into this. And you'll hear Mike Mayock's take on this. But the potential for the soap opera that becomes, and what happens if Penix comes out and doesn't do really well. Either way, Carl, Cousins, how does he figure this out? Because it seems like some folks here, talking to guys who do sports talk, it looks like they don't think the ball's coming out the same way. He's making bad decisions. And I said, I think he just looks shook. The confidence isn't there. And how does a rookie offensive coordinator for the first time help that guy out?
Well, I think you...
Who you never expected in a million years after looking like we did in October for the wheels to come off with Cousins.
Yeah, but you have to incorporate everybody. What I mean by that is if Zach Robinson doesn't have the answers in the building, call somebody. I think he's got a guy on his phone named Sean McVay. I think he's got some guys he could probably lean on and say, hey, I got to get my guy right. We're not playing the Rams. Like, let's look at this. I'm not saying he's doing that, but let's not be close-minded and have blinders on and think like, okay, if I can't fix it, nobody can. You got to have multiple people working the problem. Like, this is NASA, Mike. We're going to the moon, all right? I need multiple.
Failure is not an option.
Multiple people looking at this. Yeah. Okay, here's what I see. I see Cousins being stuck on certain receivers. I've talked about the Drake thing. I've seen Kirk double pump and be unsure of himself, even when the read is there. You're double pumping, now you throw a pick. I've seen him be a statue, Mike. Why could you run early in the season against Tampa Bay?
And now you can't.
And now all of a sudden you're afraid to pick up 5 or 6 yards. Like, these are things that tell me right now, and I hope this isn't the case Monday night. He's not playing with the confidence I need him to play with.
Yeah, he did have a nice run that was called back on a holding penalty, of course. But, yeah, you're right. It just nothing makes sense about how Kirk Cousins is operating. Also, when you're talking about holding the ball too long, I had guys tell me, no, he's not got time to throw. He's got plenty of time to throw.
Ridiculous.
We've done a better job of pass protection, especially on the right side with Caleb McGarry than we expected. He's taken that, Carl, those balls that get batted down. Reminds me kind of Matt Ryan at the end. Remember all those balls getting batted at the line of scrimmage?
Yes.
So that's another thing, which, I mean, we're getting zero in these possessions. We're like zero, you know, it's like a zero calorie dinner. We're not getting fulfillment from this because we're missing opportunities. We're not moving the sticks, getting the defense right back out there. Defense, look, if I told you that Minnesota, you hold them to 28, that's not great. And, you know, you had some turnovers involved. They had the one turnover for the special teams where you flipped the field. But still, you've got to be able to score, Carl, 24 points to win in this league.
You do.
24 to 28, that's the benchmark. And we fall woefully short. As you said, it might be a 17-10 game against Vegas. At this point, we're just trying to find a win. Vegas has still got us, what, four and a half point favorite?
Yeah, Yeah, right now, it could jump up, but I don't think it will. I think a lot of people are reluctant to bet on the Falcons because of the way that they performed over the last 4 weeks. And just from a betting standpoint, talking about winning the
game. And we asked Coach Ra, and I didn't like the answer about why we're not going for it on fourth down, that one play at midfield. Is it because he has no confidence in Cousins?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't portray that, but
it was a rock solid thing, sure thing. Not maybe to the level of Dan Campbell with the Lions, but we've gone for it 12 times, or 75% going for it on fourth down.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm just thinking about this. I don't want to disrespect anybody inside the building, but we got a bunch of guys, as we talked about, that could help with this problem. Look, D-led, not our D-led, Dwayne Ledford, offensive line coach, has been there. He's seen guys come in and out of the building. Mike, he knows how to look at these quarterbacks. We got a very good quarterbacks coach in T.J. Yates. We've got other guys in the building who are specifically – who were brought in to help with these kinds of problems.
You got to call a friggin' sports psychologist at this point?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
We don't have a familiarity with Kirk Cousins and watching a guy for a season. All we can do is tell you what we talked to guys who covered him like we did in Minneapolis, and they've just never seen – a run of games that he's like, it was just looked this bad.
Yeah.
And I said, empty calories. That's what you're getting from Kirk Cousins. You're getting nothing.
Ken Zampezi is also in the building, senior offensive assistant. We got guys. Like, you don't have to go out of the building, but we got to figure it out. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think they know how to fix it.
All right.
Even all the things you just mentioned, all that brain trust, they would have by now.
Well,
four games with zero touchdowns and 8 picks.
Sometimes it's the player, Mike. Sometimes it's just the player. Hey, man, we are live in Washington, D.C. Did you guys see what happened last night? I'm not talking about the game. Do you guys remember Devondre Campbell? He played for our Atlanta Falcons. Was really good, by the way. Helped us get to a Super Bowl. He leaves, goes, and becomes an all-pro in Green Bay. And now he's playing with the 49ers. And last night, guys, as the 49ers lose to the Rams on Thursday Night Football, he refused to go back in. And, Mike, we're talking about the NFL.
Yeah, there was a situation where you know, who was the linebacker that got hurt in the Super Bowl? He goes out. He's coming back. Chris, who was it that got hurt last night? Greenlaw comes out. That was a, you know, Greenlaw went out. That was a big hit. So now you're down, like your other guys drop. You're asked to go in. You got to go in. Devondre Campbell, and again, I know we have to play this politically correct mental health angle. Oh, I hope he's okay.
Well, wait, who said it's mental health?
Well, that's always crops up.
How about
up
being
now.
A quitter?
Well, how about just call a guy what he is? Call it what it is. He quit on his football team.
That's what he did.
And you got the audio. We can listen to what Kittle said, because Kittle said this is weak sauce.
Well, before Kittle, let's play Kyle Shanahan, because he was asked about it after the game. And when Kyle Shanahan, trust me, says I am done talking about a guy, that means it's over. Here's Kyle Shanahan on Devondre Campbell.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to play today.
Play today?
Yep.
The coaching staff?
He did when I asked him why he didn't want to go in.
During the game or before?
No, that was in the third quarter.
He said he didn't want to play today. And are you kidding me?
And he leaves the sideline and just walks out to the locker, presumably cleans his stuff out and out the door.
Here's George Kittle, Mike alluded to, asked about Devondre Campbell's situation. And again, 49ers need all their guys right now. Like, they are banged up. They're trying to survive. They hope to get to the playoffs. It's done for me after last night. Here's Kittle.
That is one person who just decided not to, you know, play for his teammates. And I don't think that doesn't, like, doesn't make our offense look at each other and be like, wow, man, you know, we're falling apart. It's more of a, or like the defense, hey, we're falling apart. It's more of a one person making a, like Mooney said, a selfish decision. And I'm with Mooney on that. And I've never been around anybody that's ever done that. And I hope I'm never around anybody that does that again.
He's got to go. He's got to go. 49ers
issue a statement that they have terminated him from the team.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, and here, by the way, we knew Devondre Campbell earlier in his career, and we remember we lamented the fact because of the salary cap issues we couldn't keep him. Remember, he was a fourth rounder who contributed to our Super Bowl run as part of that, you know, Debo and Keanu Neal. Devondre was a big part of that run in 2016 and 17, and then we didn't have. I guess it's one thing.
Success. Mike, he was an all-pro.
But it's one thing to have a, okay, you don't feel it, you don't have that fire in your belly, but to do it mid-game and quit on your teammates.
Well, that's the thing.
If you have a moment, like I told you, who was that guy we had? Ray Edwards. I saw him actually quit. He was out on the practice field at Falcons the year, I think it was 2012. Nobody's out there, and the next day he just left the team.
Yeah.
But you do that, you don't do that on game day. You know what I mean? To do that, literally when you're needed, your body is needed on the field. They haven't got anybody else in the position.
Because you have limited bodies. I agree. And by the way, I know many of you are like, I quit on my job. It's different.
Yeah. Well, again, okay? Well, some of you guys quiet quit every day. You know, world's biggest, you know, smallest violin for you, gutless wonders. Okay, this is the NFL. You know, and there is a code, and we'll talk to Hugh Douglas about it. I mean, you guys know. You've heard Randy Mack talk about it earlier in the week. This stuff doesn't happen. I mean, it's one thing for a young rookie quarterback. You know, I still don't really get what happened in Indianapolis. But, you know, when you've got a quarterback go, yeah, I'm not really feeling it, coach. I'm going to need a blow. All right, lesson learned. That's weak sauce enough. But for a veteran who knows better,
yeah,
that's even worse.
Anthony Richardson came back. He's playing well. I agree. Hawks in action tomorrow in Vegas, guys, against the Bucks. 4:30 tip right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Go Hawks. We hope they win. Coming up, we're going to visit with our old buddy. Big Hugh Douglas joins us next live at the Military Women's Memorial.
Dukes and Bell, guys, we are live from the Women's Military Memorial, and it's an unbelievable place. Never been here, man. Didn't know. This opened up just a few years ago. So you can add this as your things to do when you're in D.C., and it's right there at the main gate to Arlington National Cemetery when you're coming over the bridge from the Lincoln Memorial. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. Big Hugh Douglas is going to join us in just a second. Also coming up, guys, conversation with Mike Mayock. We're going to talk to Ron Rivera. He's scheduled to join us as well. And special treat for us, maybe doesn't translate on the radio, but Miss USA is going to be stopping by, who also was a graduate of West Point, which is kind of interesting. And I saw Second Lieutenant Alma Cooper as we were walking in. And dare I say, it's something we're going to enjoy and hope you do too. Really don't care if you enjoy it. I know we're going to enjoy it. But anyway, Carl's back. He's just going to corral our big man, everybody's favorite, the sexiest man in Philadelphia. It is Big Hugh Douglas.
We got to turn him on.
Yeah, man.
Turn my mic up.
It's not.
Oh, you know, I
can't
wait.
Cause a fuss now.
Can't wait to talk to y'all in ATL. ATL, shawty.
What's happening, man?
Not much, man. I miss Atlanta. I miss y'all. Hey, man.
Hey man. Man.
What's going on?
We miss you. You know the deal.
Car thieves miss you.
She belongs to the street.
No, you know what's funny? I forgot. Shout out to my frat brother, Orr.
Big O's pushing the button.
Yeah, yeah. Man, listen. I finally got me a new truck, right?
What you get?
I got a T-Rex.
Oh.
I got the T-Rex, right?
Right.
Okay. I shouldn't have said that because.
No, you good. You're not in Philly. They're not
No, but now they might ride up there and get it.
Right.
She belongs to the
Now, are you paying for a guy to sit in the back?
No.
Are you paying for a guy to sit in the back with a shotgun when you're not driving it?
No. Listen. I'm so paranoid. Like, I live in a nice neighborhood now.
Yeah.
I can't put my car in the garage, right?
How nice are you talking about, Hugh?
It's real. It's nice. Right. Got a lot of white neighbors.
I was going to say, are you the black guy?
I was waiting for you to say that.
No, listen. I actually. When I run it, like I go run in the morning, you know, around the neighborhood and beat people out, and I got to make sure I got to speak with my high voice so I don't make nobody paranoid. Because, you know, I'm running. I wear my 92.9 The Game hoodie, right, and I got my hat on, and I'm running, big black dude. So I make sure when I speak to folks, I go, hey, how y'all doing?
Yes, yes.
You know, because I don't want to, you know what I mean?
What is this, trading places too?
He's not lying.
I'm just saying,
Randolph,
man,
you know? There's a black man jogging in front of the house.
I'm just saying, you got to be cool, man. You got to be cool. But every now and then, when my car is parked outside, I will look out the window just to make
Double
sure.
Check. Right. Double check.
She belongs to the streets.
No, obviously.
Thanks a lot, or appreciate
you
that.
You always had a great whip, and there was a rash of car thefts in Buckhead, and Hugh was a victim.
Well, and we hope that you've been with our radio station since its inception, but Hugh was 10 years in at 99 The Game,
right.
And obviously did morning. So for those of you who are new and you're going, man, who is this?
Who is this black guy?
Yeah, Hugh Douglas.
Been around for a while.
In the National Football League. He's in Philly now, and it's great to see you, brother. Let's talk about a little bit of what's going on with your drama before we talk
it ain't
it's your drama.
It's family drama.
You know, when we start talking about wide receivers.
Yeah.
They always do it.
I get roped into that.
Yes.
You know what? My first thought was, I'm like, damn, why are we airing family business? Like, that was my first thought, right? Mm-hmm. And let's be honest. When AJ Brown said passing, it was a storyline that had been talked about for weeks.
Okay.
The passing game for the Eagles had been anemic.
Right.
But when he said it, because of the history of receivers and AJ, they took it and ran with it. But you know when it really got bad? When Brandon said what he said. Brandon got on Monday night on his show.
Right.
And Brandon, like, aired
Brandon
him out.
Brandon Graham.
Brandon aired him out. And it's funny, right, because me and Ike, we do something called the Players Club after that, Players Lounge.
Okay.
And so Brandon said, he gets off there and he said, did I say too much? I said, yeah, you did. I said, you did, but it's cool. I said, because you've given us enough to talk about all week long, bro.
Right.
And we're going to let you have it. Yeah. But we still love you.
Yeah.
We still love you. So it's one of those things where I know where Brandon was coming from. Brandon wants to win. Brandon has played 15 years in the NFL, man. Brandon is known for having one of the biggest plays, if not the biggest play, in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, sacking Tom Brady for the win.
Mm.
Brandon's trying to go out and win another Super Bowl. So Brandon's trying to air it out so that these guys can get it together so that they can try to win another Super Bowl. So I get that. But at the end of the day, you can't say all
that. And for those who don't catch our drip, we're talking about, if you haven't been following, Jalen Hurts, the quarterback of the Eagles, and A.J. Brown, who was asked after last week's game, A.J. was like, what needs to change?
Right.
And his answer was passing, which was an insinuation and a direct shot at the quarterback.
But the thing is, Hugh, when you watch the Eagles, we were talking about this week, the vertical passing game, the explosive play is missing from the Eagles' offense.
Yeah.
And I think it was Mark Schlereth said on our station that it's almost like he's been cowed into like really high percentage stuff, and he's not stretching it.
Yeah, he's gotten to the point where he doesn't want to take chances with the football. And I said, it's funny because the one play that we were all talking about last week, there's a play where A.J. Brown's run up the field by himself, him damn self, and he looked at him and he didn't throw it. There's been times where A.J. has been covered by three people, three, and Jalen will force the ball in there and A.J. catches it. And it's just one of those things where it kind of makes you wonder why in that situation that you're not throwing him in the football. And not only that, Saquon Barkley has been running the ball so well now.
Right.
That you're more than likely getting one-on-one on the outside, and you're still not throwing the football. So it's one of those things where in order for us to ultimately get to where we want to be, the passing game has to get better.
We're talking with Hugh Douglas. Guys, we love him. We know him, Atlanta. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are at Army Navy Radio Row, guys, and we're doing the show live here at the Military Women's Memorial. So the funny thing is, when we saw Hugh today, we gave him a hug and a pound, and, you know, we're clowning around, and he said, first thing he said to Mike and I was, "What y'all want to do with Kirk Cousins?"
You know what I want?
No.
I want Penix, baby. MPJ. Give us a Penix.
And I said you had to go there, right? That's
no,
the first
no,
thing.
No, listen. Because I still talk to Orrin and Abe. We're on a text chain, and we talk from everything from shoes to Orrin getting his wife pregnant again.
Yeah, congratulations.
He is the father. He is the father.
He is the dad. No, I'm just saying. Since we talk about my family business, we're going to.
Excuse you, Hugh Douglas.
Family business. But we talk about everything, man. And so we're on a thread, and I'm like, damn, Kirk Cousins went from wearing gold chains, taking people traps.
He did.
Taking over traps.
Yeah.
To get his ass out of town, can we trade it? Because I heard you was like, damn, we can't even trade this mofo right now. And I'm like, damn, your worm done turned.
Brother, let me tell you, and we were talking about this off there, when we first met Kirk, because we didn't know him from Adam. Yeah. You know, we just seen him on TV. We saw him on Netflix, on the quarterbacks. Hugh, like you, he's an outgoing guy. He's fun to talk to.
We see your tap, we take your trap.
I mean, we dig it. But that's what I'm saying.
Dude, that was live.
But then we start sucking, and all of a sudden it's like, well, we've got to get better. What's this we? You. I throwing four interceptions in a game. All of a sudden now it's like, wait, whoa.
So he wanted to be all inclusive then.
Yeah.
he wasn't all inclusive before.
Yes.
Now he want to be a part of the tribe for real. We got to do better. You can't. Right. No, what you talking about?
It's certainly a big storyline. Man, and they get the Raiders this week. Raiders are terrible.
Man, you better beat the Raiders, man. Listen, I had y'all pick to win last week. You know what the unfortunate thing about this situation is? When y'all beat us in Philadelphia,
yeah,
I was like, dog, I tried. And I got in trouble for this because they was like, oh, you a turncoat. How you going to do it? I said, man, I tried to tell y'all, ATL might be for real this year.
Right.
They might be for real. And it's just unfortunate that that has been again. Man, that fan base is great down there in Atlanta, man. Shout out to the ATLians down there, man. Miss right. y'all, love y'all, and y'all deserve better. But if you want me to give you some tough love right now, Michael Penix might not. Like, for where y'all still alive.
And we are.
Don't I know it's hard to say because you want better. Don't do it, man. Let him – you got to ride it out. Got it, because you still got a shot.
Well, that's
still
what Coach was saying to us yesterday.
He still got a shot.
He's adamant about believing exactly what you're saying and saying, I'm not going to rush this thing because everybody's screaming that this is what we should be doing. And in the locker room, this is the part I want to bring you in on. You're in this.
Yeah.
You want a rookie quarterback to take over the reins?
You don't want – listen, ATL, Shawty, we still family. Y'all don't want that, man, because – y'all, like I was telling folks, and I get it. Like, I get in trouble for telling the truth. I'm like, dog, y'all might not want to see them ATLians in the playoffs. Like, you get in the playoffs, man, all bets are off.
It is.
It's all bets are off. So just stay the course, try to support him as much as you can, and let it ride out. You should get the Raiders this weekend. You should get the Raiders. Now, if y'all don't get the Raiders this weekend.
Now what?
Then we just call me. We'll have a couch session.
Yeah.
And we'll try to workshop this thing. We'll workshop it, and we'll get past it because you got to see what Tampa's going to do. Because if I'm not mistaken, you're in Tampa in a heated race.
They got to spy a game. They got the Chargers this
week. Yeah. So we got to work. So if the Chargers beat the Bucks, we still in a good spot. We got to workshop this thing.
But we should
get the Raiders this weekend.
But here's the thing, Hugh. You talked about it before you rolled in. The footwork. He's not moving around in the pocket. He's like a statue back there.
He was a statue before, but he's more so of a statue.
And the batted balls at the line of scrimmage. So I get what you're saying, and I hate being like the classic Sparky the sports guy. We got to get Penix in there. You know what? But it's just –
Sparky the sports guy is crazy. Like
these guys. You know how they sound.
Kirk Cousins has lost his mojo. We got to get Penix.
Hey,
but I need the best option in there. That's what I'm saying. The season is slipping away.
He's not. Mike, I'm telling you, he's not. I hear you.
He's got a lot of experience.
Listen, shout out to my man Rio, all the ATLers that still follow me on Twitter. Listen, I hear y'all. I see y'all tweets and everything. Just chill out. I know it's hard. Chill out because you still got a shot.
Yeah.
Now, at the end of the season.
Different story.
Different story.
Yeah.
When everything is done and all the playoff spots are taken Then we start talking about moving on from Kirk Cousins and thinking about next year.
Right.
But right now, you still got a shot.
Hugh Douglas to Falcon fans, kiss this season goodbye. I know what I heard.
He did not say that.
I know what I just heard.
He didn't say that.
It's over.
He said hold on. And
Hold on. Hold tight.
I know. Four weeks is long. Yeah. You know, it's six weeks since we won a game.
You're the captain of the Titanic. Don't look at the water. Look at the fireworks.
Come on. Hugh, before we let you go, man, what's going on with the love life, man?
Man, listen, I'm just trying to stay out the way, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird, man, trying to date. It's a little different, you know, to being in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, let me say this in a way it's you know, like Atlanta's like more like Chocolate City.
Yes.
Right.
It's more like the Rainbow Coalition.
Right.
In Philly.
Okay.
Which is cool.
So it's like a Whitman champ.
I'm
equal opportunity.
A cornucopia, if you will.
Right on.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. But you know, when you know them sisters down there that like to do them squats and wear them Lululemon leggings.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Okay.
Different.
Okay.
But it's all right. It's all right.
So you missed the gym then?
Yeah.
You missed that scene.
Yeah. Hey, going to the gym, going to the Publix.
Yeah.
Like just be like the boy.
You just
in
run into things.
Man, yeah. Listen, Lord have mercy. God is good. God,
right.
I see God. Like God works up north, but boy, ain't it something different in the South.
Yeah.
The work that Jesus has done in the South.
You starting to sound like Jameis. Yeah.
Hey, like, Lord, deliver me from these pick sixes.
Please.
Was that great?
Deliver me from the pick sixes.
You know what the best part about what Jameis does? Is he dead ass serious when he says what he says?
That's why his teammates love him. That's why his teammates love him.
He's genuine. Man. See, you know.
Well, you know John 2:16, like blessed are the yams.
Blessed are the yams.
See, not 3:16, that's 2:16.
Shout out to my brother, my frat brother Orange James Romaine for making another baby.
He's got
to. We're gonna have some words later. Me and you gonna have some words later, Hugh Douglas. We're gonna have some words, brother. Me and you gonna have some words.
What you talking about?
We're gonna have some words.
Listen, let me tell you. Since we talking family business, Orange said, "Hey, me and the wife, we're gonna try to have a baby tonight." Oh, and I don't need to hear that.
Yeah,
yeah. All of a sudden, he's like Tracy Morgan, put a baby in a stomach.
He did.
Who put that baby in you?
Hugh, man, congratulations.
Always.
All the love and the work.
For sure,
and
right. for sure, man.
You know we miss you.
And definitely.
Happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays,
right.
Man.
And
happy holidays.
Real quick, your son's scholarship.
It's doing well, man. We're going to give out this year. I think my ex-wife told me we're going to give out the first scholarship next year.
Gotcha.
At the beginning, somewhere next year.
In 2025.
Yeah, okay. Man. We're excited about that, man.
Great.
Helping these kids out, man.
Mm.
And we're going to keep doing it. So thank you for everybody that donated to that, man.
Yes.
And we're going to keep that going. And thank you so much. His legacy lives on.
And we're going to continue that.
Well, thank you,
man. Love you, bro.
We love you, man.
Love you, too, bro.
All right,
then I want to have a good one, baby.
Big Hugh Douglas. All right, coming up, 3 o'clock hour is straight ahead, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Army-Navy Radio Row. Tomorrow's the game. We got more guests to get to, man. And stick around in the 3 o'clock hour and find out who's going to join us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
John, if you just want to listen to the song, all you got to do is go to YouTube and Google it.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.